Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guests. We had Pat Toomey on the other day because Jane Fonda called out Toomey not once or twice. We think she's attracted to him, but there may be other reasons about fossil fuels. Or, not even that, about fracking, natural gas. And Dan, my producer, has invited Ms. Fonda at a place and time of her choice to debate Pat Toomey on this. We know it's gotten to somebody. We'll see if it happens.
Let's hope it does. It sounds like high entertainment right there.
Oh, absolutely. So with all this in the air, I was contacted by the good folks from the Marcellus Shale Coalition. We have their president, Dave Spiegelmeyer, joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, welcome back to Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, great, guys. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, it was pretty shocking that Ms. Fonda, for some reason now, I get it if she were going after the big oil companies, but you guys have become more of the target all of a sudden. Why?
No, I think it's because we've been highly successful, and I think folks like Jane Fonda see a longer path for the use of natural gas to fuel our society and our economy. And let's face it, I don't think she drove a horse into the National Press Club. I think she probably flew there or drove there and used the very fuels that she's criticizing as the means to come and go at her free will.
Well, that's right. And last night, we'll play the cut. We played it once for listeners. Joe Biden, of all people, who at least more so than other Democrats, appears to be about jobs, said that he would sacrifice hundreds or thousands of blue-collar jobs in oil and gas.
Wow. Yeah, it's incredible, guys. I mean, the U.S. Chamber just did some analysis on Pennsylvania alone. Over a five-year period, if a hydraulic fracturing ban would put in place, 609,000 jobs would be lost statewide. State GDP would drop by $260 billion. The average household income would drop across the state by $113 billion. The cost of living would increase by nearly $5,000. I mean, the gasoline at the pump would rise by, by 100%. Things like that that make a big, big deal to the average consumer here in the Commonwealth. More than half of our people in the state burn natural gas to heat their home. And the great part of it is that they're doing it for far less than they were a decade ago. Just in the eastern part of the state, PECO's purchase gas cost rate's down 62%. PGW's is down 72%. UGI is down 63%. So savings to consumers real. And it's all because of the success that we've had in the Marcellus.
And some of these jobs are down the line, down the pipe stream, if you will. They're not directly related. It seems to be a tremendous job creator of things that we wouldn't ordinarily associate directly. What are some of those, Dave?
Yeah, Dom, it's just natural gas is used in the manufacturing of nearly every single product that we touch today. Think about this, that everything steel, glass, plastic, chemicals, fertilizers for our foods, powdered metals, our pharmaceutical medications, and today one of the three electrons that come to your home is all being produced with natural gas. And we're using that natural gas today while reducing VOCs, sulfur dioxides, nitrogen oxide, particulate matter. And we are the only advanced country in the world today that's reducing CO2 emissions. And we're not doing it in spite of natural gas development. We're doing it because of natural gas development.
Absolutely. So, Dave, do you guys ever take a political position? And because we have one candidate, at least, Elizabeth Warren, who said hundreds of times that first day in office, She's going to ban fracking.
The hypocrisy is incredible. These people fly all over the country with fuels that have been hydraulic. I mean, nearly every drop today of oil being produced in America. And by the way, you know, a decade ago, we were over 62% dependent on foreign oil. We relied on countries that don't like us much for our oil supply. Today, we're producing almost all of it in America. We're producing all of our natural gas here at home at far less cost than we were a decade ago. And those savings are going directly to consumers. I think there'll be a mutiny in this country when folks start to realize that we can't produce any of those products that I talked about a moment ago here in America under that scenario. The job impact would be enormous on the manufacturing front, would be enormous on the home use front, would be enormous for folks that like to drive their cars every single day, and the independence that we have to come and go in America, to visit America, and travel by plane everywhere, all made possible because of hydraulic fracturing.
All right, Dave, is there a website where people can go to and get more information?
Yeah, MarcellusCoalition.org is our site, but there's, you know, the U.S. Chamber has a lot of really good information out there. Study released just recently on that. Their website at the Chamber, you know, they have a piece out called the Energy Accountability Series at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So that's also very good information that folks need to look at. Really appreciate their work to try and educate folks on what this means to the average consumer, not just here in Pennsylvania, but across the country.
Thank you, Dave, very much. Have a great holiday. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you the same. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.